This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So the games are coming thick and fast, the Blues now, and as the Christmas period approaches, there's lots of games to look forward to. Next up is Cardiff at the Cardiff City Stadium, and I'm joined here by Thomas from Sports Addict Corner. How are you doing, Thomas?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, all good, thank you. We were just sort of speaking then before we went on about, you know, the fact that Birmingham's record was not too great at the moment, and we're coming off the back of a 2-0 defeat against Coventry City, which was shown live on Sky Sports on Friday. And as for you guys, sort of your form at the moment, it's been a bit up and down. In seventh place at the moment, doing pretty well this season. So how would you sort of summarise how things have gone?
It's been pretty mental, in all honesty, especially how like the last 2 years have gone. We were just hoping that we could have, not boring, but just like a, you know, just a season where we're kept out of the headlines for stuff on and off the pitch. And like, maybe like a 12th place finish, just to like steady the ship after two absolutely mental years, you know, just to like, you know, just get a little bit of normality back. But yeah, we've massively exceeded quite a lot of expectation from not only ourselves, but I think probably from the rest of the league as well. I think when you look at, you know, how the club was last year, how we stayed up only really by the skin of our teeth, appointed a new manager that nobody'd really heard of, and mixed in with the transfer ban that we had in the summer. You know, you can kind of see why people thought maybe we'd be a bit further down the table, maybe a bit closer to a bit of a relegation scrap. But no, yeah, it's been great so far.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, seventh place, you're on, what, 30 points at the moment, and you're 6 points better off, you know, this season than you were this time last season. So it's looking good for you guys. And in terms of, obviously, you spoke about the manager there, Errol Ballou, like coming in June, bit of an unknown entity sort of to people outside of, you know, Turkey, because that's where he sort of came from. So what have you sort of seen from him so far that has made you sort of think, wow, this guy could maybe take us into the playoffs? Because seventh place at the moment, you never know.
He's brought a bit of identity back to the club. You know, he's just completely taken like a duck to water. He's, you know, he's so passionate about the team. I think in a weird way, it sort of helped that we were under a bit of a transfer ban in the summer, so that we had to be kind of a little bit more careful in terms of what we do in the market. You know, we had to make use of the free agency market. We had to be careful in terms of loan market because you only get so many players you can get on loan. And in all honesty, I don't think we could have done much better if we had cash to spend. You know, it'd have been nice to get one or two bodies through as well, and maybe it's, you know, with kind of up and down in form a little bit, nothing as crazy as last year or the years prior. You know, sometimes there's a few times where we've like lost two games in a row and had the odd boring 0-0 draw where, you know, maybe if there was just another person to come in, maybe they could have turned those into wins or draws. But yeah, he's just, you know, he's completely just engulfed like what it is to be a Cardiff City manager. He loves the team. He's made the team his own, which is a bit of a problem we've had with a few other coaches. Like, I don't think they really knew who their best starting 11 was at times. But, you know, his personality is just so infectious. The passion he has for the game is amazing. And, you know, it's just, and it shows with just little things as well. So, like, the week before the Swansea game, he went into a pub called the City Arms in Cardiff, and he just, like, chatted to the fans there. And, like, you know, he's always just, like, happy to chat to the supporters as well, whether he's walking about town, whether he's, you know, in a restaurant, wherever. So, you know, he's really taken to Cardiff, and, you know, we've just completely embraced him as well. So it feels, for the first time in forever, it's weird. It feels like we're actually, there's a good bit of rapport between us. There's a, like, a good feeling between the club and the fans again.
Exactly. And I think it's one of the things that Birmingham fans can relate to, in the fact that sort of when the ownership is so sort of far off in their own way, that then establishing a connection between the manager and the sort of fans is a bit hard, because obviously the manager has his hands tied behind his back for, you know, reasons that were out of his control, obviously with you guys, you know, having your thing in the summer. But despite that, I mean, you've brought in some decent players. I mean, Aaron Ramsey, obviously a bit of an emotional reunion, albeit not having played too much recently because of his injury, and sort of replacing the goals from last season, because Sorry Cabo was your sort of goal scorer last season. We were interested in him in the summer, actually, but he decided to go to Spain. I know I'd rather choose between Birmingham and Las Palmas. But yeah, no, in terms of like your sort of goals this season, top goal scorer in all competitions is a Tete. How have you sort of gone with like replacing the goals that Cabo had to what you've got now?
I like what we've done. So instead of having like one out and out player that we're relying on every time for goals, it's a little bit more shared now. So like we don't have that one like 20 goal a season striker, but we've got enough attacking players and midfielders who can contribute to goals as and when they need to, and our defenders are scoring more as well. So Dimitrios Goutas and Perry NG, they've scored a few for us this season as well, and we're making use of set pieces again, which last year we were woeful. Like, we were so bad at set piece. We very, very rarely scored from corners or free kicks. And when, you know, when it's Cardiff, a team that it has been known for a while to kind of make the most of set pieces, especially in the last promotion year when we went up under Neil Warnock, I think we scored the most from set pieces in the league that season. So, you know, that kind of thing, that, you know, it's Cardiff, of course they're going to be good at set pieces, it's who they are, it's what they do, you know, to get that back along with this kind of new style of play that we can afford to have now with the recruitment that we've done, and, you know, the exciting players that we've been able to bring in, it means that we have like two kind of options now. So we can rely on the set piece, as was the case on Saturday against Millwall, when things aren't quite going that great, when it's a little bit scrappy, but we can actually create goals from open play as well. So, you know, like, I wanted us to re-sign Carver in the summer. I thought it was going to be a little bit pie in the sky. I thought it was just a bit of wishful thinking, but part of me thought, oh, you know, what if, like, maybe if he wasn't in the last year of his contract, maybe we could have got him on loan again, or maybe like loan with obligation to buy in January or something. But you know, wasn't to be. But, you know, they say never fall in love with a loan signing, because you're just going to end up getting hurt in the long run. And he was absolutely just textbook definition of that.
I mean, Blues fans, we've had that quite a lot recently with loan players sort of, you know, bringing them in and then they go back to their parent clubs and they're like, oh, if only we had him for another season or two, what could we do, really? But, yeah, I mean, considering sort of what you're saying about the basics as well, you know, the Warnock season you were saying about when you went up, and just about getting the fundamentals right, really. I think one of the things that Cardiff have done well this season in defence is like the clean sheets, because Ulrich's got 6 clean sheets this season. How much has that sort of contributed to Cardiff's rise in the table?
I think he's been brilliant. He's not really playing at the minute. He's not started the last few games. Renarsson's played quite a bit more. I don't know. I think maybe Arsenal have been in touch to say that they want him to play more. Otherwise, they're just going to cancel the loan. And, like, you know, how it gets with the big clubs like that. So maybe it's that sort of thing. So, you know, there was one or two games where Alnwick's not been amazing. But even still, you know, he's won us so many points this year. And I think kind of having that sort of keeper who you know that you're confident in and you can put your trust in, and you know, now we have kind of like an established back four, which we didn't really have at times last season. Everything just feels a lot more solid. And I think, you know, going back to that kind of being good at defending has been just so crucial for us this year. And then, you know, when you can mix that as well with some newer ideas about like more kind of counter-attacking and attacking play, you know, it kind of just morphs up into something quite exciting that we've not really seen for a while at Cardiff.
I think that's one of the things that Blues fans are getting frustrated with at the moment, and the fact that obviously since Rooney took over, our defence has just been leaking so many goals left, right and centre. And one of the things we were good at the start of the season is just the fundamentals, you know, the basics at the back, you know, this stuff where like Eustace, we were pretty solid at the back, Ruddy was keeping clean sheets, but now all of a sudden he looks so shaky in goal. And it's one of the things that we're like so worried about heading into the games now, because we're trying to sort of do this thing where we either sort of play from the back, and if that doesn't work, we get caught out with other teams pressing us. And it's one of the things where there's a bit of cause for concern there. But in terms of sort of the game on Wednesday, I mean, the last time we beat Cardiff in Cardiff was 2008. So it's a long time since we beat you guys. Yes, yeah.
Wow. I mean,
10 games since we beat you full stop. Like last time was 2017. And you guys already beat us this season in the League Cup. So, I mean, you've got pretty good record against us. But in terms of sort of past fixtures between Birmingham and Cardiff, what can you kind of remember from them?
I remember... It's weird. It always seems like it could be completely wrong, but it always seems like we only ever play you guys at the end of the season or this time of year. Like, I don't really remember playing Birmingham at a time that wasn't like March or April or around Christmas. Like, it's so strange like that. But even with that record, like, I'm never 100% confident whenever we play you guys. So it's just, you know, when growing up, like when younger, watching us lose like 1-0 either at your place or just not playing particularly well against you guys. So it's one that always kind of like gets me a little bit. And it's, you know, the promotion season was just textbook that. When we played you guys at Cardiff City Stadium, we were absolutely flying, 3-0 up at half time. Even when I'm stood there, I'm like, I'm still not 100% confident, yeah. And I ended up being 3-2 in the end. So it got closer than it needed to be. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's like, you know, we all have those teams where we're just not ever really that confident whenever we're playing them, regardless of like the form or whatever. But even, you know, even with, we have a decent record, they're not particularly a bogey team as such. But it's just like, it's just all my memories of watching Cardiff and Birmingham is just us being not that great. So yeah, it's just one of those weird fixtures.
And I seem to remember actually that season where you got promoted, we done you a favor on the final day. Yes. By beating, yeah, Fulham. So it meant that you guys went up automatically, and then Fulham went up through the playoffs eventually. But I mean, those times sort of when we were scrapping down the bottom, relegation battles, are kind of looking over our shoulder again thinking, oh god, you know, another relegation battle incoming. But for you guys, I mean, last season you were what, 21st in the league? And then this season, seventh place, so you're not going to be looking over your shoulder, you're going to be looking upwards. So how does that feel, like all of a sudden to be looking sort of at those playoff positions again, thinking, right, we've got a chance here?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I didn't see this coming at all. You know, I thought we'd be probably mid-table, maybe lower end of mid-table, like around a 12th or 13th. And I'd been happy with that because it's like, you know, as long as it's not a relegation scrap going into the Christmas period, that'll do me fine. And then maybe we can push for like maybe a plucky ninth come the end of the season with some more bodies in January. But now all of a sudden it's like, right, so who can we actually get in January? Who's a bigger name that we think, you know, could make us genuinely challenge for the playoffs this year? And it's a very strange position to be in. I think just because out of like how unexpected it all was. So I think part of me was like, oh yeah, if we properly get it all together, then we could probably challenge for the playoffs this year. But I was kind of just saying that with my heart, whereas in my head is like, you know, if we get top half, then that would be amazing. And then maybe next season we can think about starting to push for the playoffs a little bit. So it's like just mad how your mentality and your outlook on what I want us to do in the transfer window now in January is just completely switched with, you know, just a half a season so far. Like, it's, so it still doesn't feel real It feels like I'm just going to wake up in a minute and we're going to be, I don't know, like 20th or something.
Yeah, and it's one of the things of football, isn't it, where like one moment you're sort of down the bottom and the next you're up. And that's the Championship in general, I think, the way that the league can change so much. But you speak about sort of January and the transfer window. We've had actually a statement today from Gary Cook, our CEO, saying to believe in the current crop of players. And that makes me a little bit worried, because I was thinking in January that perhaps Rooney was going to bring in some of his own players. But in terms of what you're expecting in January, like what positions maybe could Cardiff strengthen in? I mean, obviously, I know you've got what's happening at the moment with the restrictions, but what do you think you can do in January to really solidify yourself as playoff contenders?
It seems a bit harsh, but I think we do need to kind of go for an established striker. It's a position we've had quite a few players dip in and out of all season. But I think if you have that one kind of consistent striker who's performing week in, week out, getting the goals, the name that keeps getting rumoured is Kiefer Moore. Whether that happens, I don't know. Like, I really hope it does for Cardiff and Wales's sake. I think if we can get him in this team, there's a couple of Welsh internationals anyway, with Ramsey and Ruben Colwill when he plays. I think if they can start to build that little bit of, you know, a link with each other and with the other players we have around him as well, I think he could be great for us. And I think a striker like Kiefer Moore, who's done it at this level before, it's, you know, it could be the difference to maybe finishing like 9th or 10th and making a genuine push for the playoffs. So I think we need to kind of get a striker of that kind of caliber to come in January.
Kiefer Moore would be a great one, wouldn't it? Heartfelt reunion at Cardiff.
Oh, I'd love it so much.
One of the things where like you really want it to work out for him, not just for Cardiff's sake, but for Wales' sake as well. Yeah. And sort of talking about Wales, one of our players, Jordan James, centre midfielder that's come into form recently for Birmingham Welsh International. What have you sort of thought about him, watching him play for the country?
I think he's been brilliant. I think he's an absolutely outstanding player. He's so mature for his age. I can seriously see him being a part of that Wales midfield for a long time, along with Ethan Ampadu. I think in the short time that, you know, he's been appearing for Wales, he's always one of the standout players on the pitch, in my opinion. And yeah, hopefully he can, you know, keep playing for Birmingham, and he can produce some of those performances for Wales as well, especially with the playoffs coming up in March. And but yeah, no, I really rate Jordan. I think he's a really, really good player.
And that's one of the players you really want to succeed because of the fact that he's still pretty young, having come through our academy system, and then obviously representing Wales on international level already, just at 19 years of age. So it's just a fantastic story. But in terms of sort of what we can expect from Wednesday, what kind of game are you thinking is going to pan out? Like, is it going to be sort of possession based where one team dominates the ball, or is it going to be a bit of a back and forth?
I can see it being a bit of a back and forth, in all honesty. I think we're probably at our strongest when we're a little bit more attacking, or even just on the counter attack. You know, we play quite a bit on the counter attack, but play the ball quite quick as well. So when we went away to Huddersfield, we won 4-0. We played quite a bit on the counter there, and attacked when we needed to, but just made it count. So I think it could probably be a bit similar to that. Quite textbook Cardiff that we've seen all year, really. I think kind of finding that right balance of, you know, just keeping the ball and knowing when to attack, rather than what we saw last year where, you know, we'd attack but just weren't producing anything in front of goals, because we, even though we lost a lot, we very rarely got battered. I think our biggest loss in the league was 4-0 last year, or 4-1 maybe, away to Sheffield United towards the end of the season. So it was always just like 1-0s or 2-0s or 2-1s, which were just frustrating because, you know, the chances we were wasting back then. And that's hopefully the thing of the past now, or it's looking like it's the thing of the past. So yeah, I think we'll probably see like probably fairly similar possession stats, and probably Cardiff trying to create a few attacks.
And you speak about goal score lines there. What is your score prediction for the game?
I think we'll win. You know, again, it's the whole Birmingham thing. Like, I've seen us play so badly against you guys so much. Like, it's just, I think
you guys will still win.
yeah. I think we'll win. I'd like to see us get a couple of goals. So I'm going to say 3-1 to Cardiff.
I'm going for a Cardiff win as well. It's one of those things where I hate predicting my team to lose, right? But just in recent games, morale's just gone down a bit. And I'm hoping that the players can prove me wrong, because it often is with Birmingham the case where when you least expect it, they deliver a result. And I mean, with the record we've got against Cardiff, also in Cardiff as well, the fact that we've got a dreadful record there as well, I'm hoping for my sake that the game proves me wrong. But obviously with you guys, you know, a win would probably take you into the top six, wouldn't it? Because you're level on points with sixth place at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, we're level with Hull. I think Hull is sixth in a minute.
I think West Brom might be up there as well. So round about sort of them teams. But yeah, it's been a fantastic chat, Thomas. Great to chat to you. And I'm sure we'll sort of have plenty of content coming out around the sort of time of the game. We've also got a live reaction with Tommy doing that. So if you want to shout out anything, Thomas, that's happening sort of on your channel, anything that you're up to at the moment.
Yeah, so I have a website which is more just generally sports-based, called Sport Addicts Corner. I do a bit of football on there, but also do a lot of rugby, boxing, NFL, just general sports bits. And I'm putting together a bit more of a structured plan for next year to get out more content, because I slacked a bit towards the back end of this year. So, hopefully there'll be more exciting things coming in 2024.
Well, you've got a fantastic reason to now, Cardiff doing so well. So,
oh, hell yeah.
look forward to seeing some stuff on your website. So, yeah, thank you so much for your time, Thomas. It was a brilliant chat. Make sure to like, share, comment, subscribe, and wrap to the video. And most importantly, keep right on.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.